50 years ago, on April 15, 1961, American planes disguised with Cuban markings launched a series of attacks on airfields across Cuba, marking the start of the disastrous Bay of Pigs invasion. The following night, the attempt by CIA-trained Cuban exiles to overthrow Fidel Castro and his left-leaning revolution proved a humiliating defeat. It pushed Cuba firmly into the arms of the Soviet Union and has soured U.S.-Cuban relations to this day. Well, the BBC's correspondent in Havana, Michael Voss, has this report.
The Bay of Pigs is a large, isolated inlet on Cuba's southern coast. There's a couple of villages and a single narrow road, boxed in on one side by the sea and on the other by a crocodile-infested swamp. And it's here that the CIA decided to launch its invasion.
Cuban revolutionary troops have invaded Castro's leftist island fortress. Fidel's grip is threatened as word of some defections comes out, but the fiery-bearded Castro is hardly short on words as he attacks what he calls United States imperialism.
It was a nighttime landing, but they lost the element of surprise when an advance frogman lit a beacon on one of the beaches to show the landing craft where to go. Local fisherman Gregorio Moreira saw them coming and was one of the first to raise the alarm.
I was living near here. I went outside and I saw a flare like a candle in the sky, so I came to the beach with my father and my brothers. When we arrived, our comrades were handing out guns and we took our positions.
Also in the trench was his neighbour, Domingo Rodriguez.
That night, we saw a boat shooting from there to here. We thought, this is the invasion, boys. Be careful, they're trying to invade. We had 11 rifles, and around 4 in the morning, they started the landing in 3 boats, so we opened fire.
Reinforcements, including the Cuban Air Force, quickly arrived. Fidel Castro took personal charge of the operation, and within 3 days, the battle was over. Domingo Rodriguez is now 70 years old with fading eyesight, but his memories are as clear as ever.
Oh, victory was a school for the Cuban people. It taught us that we shouldn't be afraid of the enemy. Afterwards, as Fidel said, the people of the world became a little freer.
The Bay of Pigs was a perfect failure for the United States.
Peter Kornbluh is an American author who's written extensively on the invasion.
It was supposed to be a covert operation, but it was so bald and open that the whole world saw that the United States was behind it. It was supposed to rid the hemisphere of a potential Soviet base, but instead it simply pushed Fidel Castro into the waiting arms of the Soviet Union. It was supposed to undermine his revolution, but it truly helped him consolidate.
It also prompted Fidel Castro to allow the Soviets to station nuclear missiles on the island, leading to another showdown with President Kennedy.
This government has maintained the closest surveillance of the Soviet military buildup on the island of Cuba. Unmistakable evidence has established the fact that a series of offensive missile sites is now in preparation on that imprisoned island.
The Cuba Missile Crisis was the closest the world has come to all-out nuclear war.
Viva la Revolución Cubana! Viva! Viva Fidel y Raúl! Viva!
Despite countless attempts by the CIA to assassinate Fidel Castro, it was ill health which finally forced him to step down. His younger brother, Raúl Castro, is now in charge and has chosen this weekend to hold the long-delayed Communist Party Congress. Economic reforms are on the agenda, but political change looks no closer now than it did following Cuba's victory at the Bay of Pigs.
That report from the BBC's Havana correspondent Michael Voss.